Welcome to the Tribunal. I'm Danny with Chris Wern.
You rule.
And Jameson.
Burger King wants the best for you.
We just watched episode 16 of the Challenge 40 Battle of the Eras. We saw everyone drive off a cliff, Corey come up short yet again, and a classic challenge relocation. We're going to do Killed It or Send It Home, Jameson's Juicy Deets, and MVPs and Losers. But first, the men's final is set, Chris, so we think. Bananas, Jordan, Kylan, and Derek, are you happy with how this shook out?
You know, I was cheering for Corey. I thought maybe this was the year. But look, Derek's elimination performance, I think he justified his place. You know, I can't be upset with it. I'm not upset with it. I'm excited for the final. I'm interested to see what he can bring. I feel like maybe I have underestimated Derek throughout the season. Obviously, everybody's saying his social game's on point, and they didn't really seem to make a big fuss of his social game in the edits, so maybe we just didn't really experience so much of it. But his performance in that elimination was undeniable. It was so smart. He was so clean and just he just took care of business, and it was a very impressive win. And I'm interested to see how he does in the final. He's kind of built. I mean, I don't know if the guy runs a lot or whatever. I'm assuming there's going to be a healthy amount of cardio in the final. So, yeah, I'll be interested to see if he can hang with the other guys on a physical level, because it seems like puzzle wise, he's definitely there. And obviously, there's no social game in the final anymore, really. I mean, there might be a little bit, but
yeah,
usually there's not. So either way, I'm happy with this final four, if you will. For the guys.
Jameson?
Yeah, I mean, you guys know my answer. I was sad to see Corey go. I was kind of shocked. Of all the times that he's had, like, this moment in the show where it's like, okay, what's going to happen with Corey? Like, you know, is he, you know, I thought this would be the one time where he did overcome it, and he did make it to the end. But you gotta hand it up to Derek, man. He just, like, really showed up. Like, I when I saw the elimination and TJ explained it, I was like, all right, you know, there's some things that could, you know, hold off Corey, but I thought that for sure he would still pull it out. It was a fun elimination to watch, and I don't know what it is. Corey just is like, he just seems like he would be a champion, man. He just, like, is fun. He's like he has a good attitude for a lot of time. I just love the guy, but he just can't fucking get it to the end. He always falls flat. He always just, you know, chokes. In the end, but like you said, Chris, like, you gotta, like, Derek proved himself. I mean, if you started this season, you said Derek would be at the end, I would not believe you. I would be no way. I mean, not that he's not in shape and plays the social game, but I wouldn't have even thought he'd make it this far. So I'm surprised, but, you know, I'm sad to see Corey go, obviously.
I think I feel the same way you two do. I mean, I don't think, if Derek had gotten in without going through an elimination, then I would have a problem with the final four. But he dominated in it. He's been really good the past couple weeks. And yeah, I'm surprised, but he's earned his place. And anybody that made it to the final four after starting with 20 of the strongest guys we've ever had really deserves to be there. I think Corey, I also don't think that Corey would have had a chance to win the final. And I don't think Derek does either, but either one would have deserved to be there.
Yeah.
He won four eliminations and got in there. He's earned it. But I think that's his downfall this season, is he came in with no strategy whatsoever. Anybody that's well-connected should never have to go in four times. So for that to happen, I'm shocked he made it this far, because when they were talking about all the people he's beat, it's been all season he's had to go in. So, I mean, I think he really came in shape, and I was rooting for him, even though, you know, I've just come to expect him to lose, like, you know, so I wasn't shocked to see him go.
Yeah.
He didn't do himself any favors by having to take that difficult path if he were to make it.
No, not at all. I mean, that's a fair point. Like, if Corey were to make it all the way to the end, and now Derek, like, I'm not going into that final being like, they might have this, you know, they, yeah, I mean, maybe, but like, Man, Jordan, bananas, it just no way. You're right.
Yeah. And I think, also talking about Kylan too. I mean, Kylan, the guy, I mean, look, I feel like it's a little bit of a joke, but he consistently is there. He's winning eliminations. He's doing well in dailies. And he just seems like he's so locked in. Like, you're watching a guy who studies the challenge, basically. And every time he's competing, he just seems so locked in and like ready to go. I don't know, it's interesting to watch as someone who's just so into it. It just seems a little weird, but it's working for him.
It is. I'm really excited for the final on both sides, but I think we were talking up the women so much, and now that the men's one is set, it's pretty great.
Oh yeah. I mean, we talked about this a couple of weeks ago, but all these players on this, it just makes the competition level and just the athleticism and just the overall performances of everybody just so solid all around. Like sure the swimming, Cara Maria just doing backstrokes and shit, but for the most part, it's been, pretty pristine in terms of the competition.
It really has. So they kept teasing this, which way will Derek go if he wins thing, right? Is he going to save Cara Maria or is he going to save Michelle? Then we find out Cara Maria just volunteers herself. So Michelle gets a free pass into the final. So Jameson, did Cara Maria rob us of the best women's final ever? Or do you think Derek was just going to throw her in anyway?
I mean, that's the thing about Derek is like I said earlier, him getting to the end, I'm not familiar with his game and his mindset and the kind of things he would pull or do. And so I don't really know exactly what he would do, but I am just sad about the fucking Michelle thing. I'm sorry, I don't think she deserves to be there. I don't mean to be like a guy on one of these reality shows, you deserve to be here. You're not here for the right reasons. But I don't know. She just like she stinks in my eyes. She's in my head, she's not doing she yeah, she wants some stuff, but she's not doing anything that is she deserves to be there. She's not dominating. She's scheming her way. She's scheming her way to, and maybe that's part of the game. I get it, but I don't know. I'm upset with the decision at the end there.
I'm so upset about it. What do you think, Chris?
He stinks in my eyes.
It's so good.
I just need a moment for that. Yeah, I'm really disappointed. I mean, first of all, I think he would have saved Cara Maria. I'm trying to go back. I'm trying to think, right? Like, Cara Maria has been with him since day one in this season, right? They're the same era. I think that bond would have been stronger, which makes it more disappointing. I get it. Cara Maria is doing this self-sacrifice thing, whatever. Unfortunately, it doesn't hit me in the feels as much as it did when Nelson did it. So yeah, it is disappointing because I think Michelle would have gone in ultimately, and it would have been interesting to see how he would have navigated that situation post choice as well. Would there have been fallout? How would they have reacted? Because we've seen Michelle get very upset about things like that, and it would have just added a nice little bit of drama towards the end of the season, that would have been appreciated, especially when she was kind of on the other side of things with that in the last season with all the rookies, the search for a new champion or whatever. So yeah, disappointed that Cara Maria just kind of folded over and took it. So I'm hoping that Michelle loses next week and she goes into elimination regardless. But one can only hope.
Wait, can that happen if she's not a target?
I believe so. If she comes in last, he goes into elimination
And then
no
it's
matter what.
okay. All right. So maybe I spoke too soon. We could get four champs going in.
But that said, I mean, like, who knows what the challenge is next week, the daily, and it's five people. It's like, obviously Tori, I'm going to put Tori as someone she's not going to, Tori's not going to lose next week, but
You know what I wouldn't be shocked by, Chris, is if the daily is if you lose, you go home. There isn't
I
another
would be
elimination.
shocked.
Sometimes they do that, you know what I mean? That last one before. But
We're running
who
out of
knows?
budget. You go home.
Especially it would be weird to relocate and have like a full episode like as normal, but just in a different location. So that's a good call. It might be one of those.
Yeah, we'll see. But Michelle stinks in my eyes. I just, again, I mean, I think it's
I'm trying to
whoa.
think like if I didn't hate her so much, like would I still feel this way? Like, because she has won some eliminations, but nobody has been worse more consistently that's still on the show right now. In the Daily
100%.
Show.
She, like, regardless of her winning those eliminations, I can't remember who she went against, but it's like she's by far the weakest. She's the weakest player.
She went against Olivia. Right, that was the last one. And she had another elimination earlier in the season, I believe.
Yes, she had two. I forget what the other one was, but I mean,
The thing with me for Michelle is like her ego, or just the way she acts like she's incredible, and then she's coming down with heat stroke and acting like she's pathetic. I just it get you know it grates my nerves that she just wants to
grind your
be like,
gears.
ah. Like you can't be like Miss America and then just be a freaking pathetic piece of trash. Like you can't be both. And that's like she just wants to have the sympathy, but also be like, I'm the best. I hate
Michelle, you stink in our eyes.
it.
Let's do Killed It or Send It Home, Chris.
I believe we've talked about this. We've touched on it earlier in the season, but I'm going to bring it for a killed it, send it home. Is this the worst kitchen in this challenge house? Is this the worst kitchen you've ever seen? Killed it or send it home?
Killed it. Absolutely. There's a reason that they hid this piece of shit kitchen from us all season long, and it's only appeared in the last couple episodes. It's the saddest thing I've ever seen. I lived in some sad places, like when I first moved out on my own. My kitchens were nicer than that. I mean, this looks horrible. Like I'm
Yeah, it's like a dorm room kitchen, like a kitchenette, you know what I mean? Like it's not even a full kitchen. Like
It doesn't look like they can stand up straight in there. It's like
oh.
they're all hunched over a dirty stove. It's horrible.
It's awful. I've definitely, killed it, man. It's definitely one of the worst kitchens they've ever had. I mean, it already has to smell disgusting and like the living conditions have to be rough. But man, like you add that on top of it can't be good.
Yeah, I have to kill it. I feel like my lower back hurts every time I watch someone try to cook something in that kitchen on that, like, I don't even think they have a real stove in there. It looks like it's a one of those electric stovetop pads or something. And I can't imagine what they have to cook on their own, some terrible mac and cheese, some Vietnamese mac and cheese or something. But unless you're, Aviv, cooking in there would just be a nightmare, and all the things are like so far away from the count, like they have to reach over and bend over. It's terrible. My back hurts just watching it. So,
And they're all on top of each other. Like in past seasons, the kitchen has been like a gathering place for the cast to get into fights, to argue about who's eating each other's food. There's not room for three of them in there.
Especially for like how grand the dining area looks. Like I know they're not shooting anything there really in the last couple episodes. It feels like maybe they only did that earlier on in the season, but I imagine they're still eating out there at the table because obviously you don't want to eat in the kitchen, and it looks like this giant grand room and then you have this tiny, terrible, crawl space of a kitchen. It's fucking a disgrace. Disgrace the kitchens everywhere. I mean, there's other rooms that are just seem pointless. They could have put the kitchen there. I don't know.
It seemed like they thought that main room was going to be magnificent, and it is. They're, as you said, they're never in there, ever. We're in somebody's shitty bedroom where they have those dividers. That's sad. Or they're in this kitchen lately. It's not pleasing to the eye. Come on.
It looks like a tunnel to like escape to somewhere.
No, they're in the Cold War and they're hiding,
Oh man, Jameson.
I mean, another season, another brand sponsored episode, Burger King this week. I have to say I've gotten some compliments from three of our fans about our Killed It and Sending Homes this week, this year. I mean, we're really killing it on these. So this one I thought would be a good discussion for America because America's fat. Basically, Killed It or Sending Home, Burger King is the worst fast food burger place of all the national chains. I listed them out for you guys. So top of mind, I know you guys aren't like go-to fast food boys, but I
Sure.
mean, we got McDonald's, right? Wendy's, Carl's Jr., Hardee's, and Sonic are probably the big main burger places. What do you say?
I'll send it home on it being the worst. I don't think it's the very worst. I haven't been to a couple of those. I've never been to a Hardee's, never been to a Carl's Jr., never been to a Jack in the Box. So like I'm sure there's some just terrible stuff out there that I'm unaware of. But this aside, if you're setting aside the fries, I think I would rather have a Burger King burger than a McDonald's burger, personally. I would put Wendy's above both of those, but I don't think it's the very worst for me.
I like that opinion. Thank you.
Yeah.
Man, I'm torn, Is it the worst? I think Danny, like you said, I haven't been to I've never been to a Carl's. Hardee's, I don't think I've been to in 30 years, so I don't know if
What
my
if I narrow it down for you, Chris?
okay.
What if we narrow it down to like
The big three?
McDonald's, Wendy's, the big three?
The big three. I did have a rendezvous with like BK in my high school days, and it was like we had a period of time where I was getting some Whoppers for a bit. I want to ask too to elaborate on this. I know they say they're flame grilled, like, but they just taste kind of weird.
They
Like,
do.
is that like burnt chemicals in the meat or something? Like,
It does. You do
probably.
taste that burnt,
Like that
taste.
burntness is like a different burntness than like when I cook my own burgers on the grill, There's something about it. Of the big three, I think it is the worst for me. And Wendy's is the best.
Wendy's is
That's
definitely the best of the three.
Of the burgers, like, I mean, even their fries have made a big improvement. I'm gonna say it's the worst too. I also have to say it has to be the worst when you eat it after a challenge. I mean, I know they're hungry, but like that stuff has to be cold. Like that stuff has to be like nothing's worse than like a. I mean, I'm not eating cold fast food, but I mean, I can only imagine how that tastes. And they have to scarf it
Especially
down. They have to look. It has to be like no, eat it,
the fries. Like
Oh yeah.
the even McDonald's fries are bad by the time you drive them home. Like
Oh, 100%.
you gotta eat them right away.
But I think from the burgers, Wendy's doesn't get enough credit, man. They have a really good burger. Square, I'll sign me up for Square.
They don't cut corners.
No.
That's what it is.
Hey, wow.
I'm not even lying. That's what it is. So my uncle managed Wendy's. He used to manage Wendy's for a while. He said they don't cut corners. That's the whole thing.
Dude,
Never
that's a
frozen.
tagline, bro. Like, you need to fucking hey,
I
Wendy's
don't know why they
sponsor.
don't use that.
Let's
Like
go.
they should.
Danny, what do you got, buddy?
Well,
Try our agency is up and running. Wendy's, if you're listening.
during this episode, I was subjected to a 21 Pilots song, and it just reminded me that just a couple seasons ago, we had great music. Remember, there was one season that was like 70s themed, and then we had all
Yeah.
90s throwbacks, and I guess killed it if you think that it was a different person running the music at that point and they've left. Or send it home if you think that like they got pulled into an office and they were like, hey, we need songs for the youth, like enough with your, cool throwbacks. Like, what do you think happened here?
I'm gonna go with the second. What was the second one? Killed it, that it's the same person?
Killed
Or
it
send
if
it.
it's a different person, send it
Oh, I
home.
think send it home. I feel like these kind of jobs at MTV, I don't think MTV has a big hiring thing right now. I don't think they're like, well, God, we got so many jobs to hire for. We come on in, everybody. And so I feel like the same guy or gal has been doing that job for a bit, and they're trying to. And the funny thing is yeah, they killed it with some like retro, some old classic rock stuff. And then this is their idea of like, I gotta be young, I gotta be relevant. Let's throw 21 Pilots on there and like really connect with Gen Z. I think it's the same person, and it's like that classic music dude. You know what I mean? That you like meet and like, oh man, I got a huge collection of everything. I listen to all stuff, you know, like widespread, got it, you know, and you're like, cool, bro. Their Spotify Wrapped is like annoying, you know, because it just has so much shit. But yeah, I think it's the same person.
Yeah, you know, I think to me, I think there's a third option. I think the budget has probably decreased quite a bit. Because I have noticed too, like you're saying, Danny, you pointed out, the music just overall, obviously there's a 21 Pilots song, but I think throughout the whole season, I haven't noticed like who is, or I haven't heard songs that I feel like I recognize at all, or artists that I recognize at all. It's felt very Netflixy with the music. Like Netflix always has that music that like so like they're trying to do some expertise
Generic.
with the music, you know, like give some of the narrative of the story. So it's felt a lot like that. But I'm gonna tack that up to budget. I think like was that Spies Allies, Spies Lies and Allies or something was the season maybe that had the good music that we were just like fired up on. I can't imagine that that is cheap. You know, you get, even though those songs are from early 2000s or whatever it was, I'm sure they still cost a bit more than what the music is we're hearing now. So they probably splurged on this 21 Pilots song, as sad as that is. That's my guess. I'm guessing that the budget, you know, when we're seeing eliminations that are like nails in a board or whatever, like I'm gonna guess there's been some budget cuts in the music department, but yeah, that's my guess.
I would like to think I'm going to kill it and say that this person got hired elsewhere for their great work. And they brought in, you know, the bonehead that does the two other shows on this channel that we
Network.
got. Yeah. It's Ridiculousness and Jersey
Jersey
Shore.
Shore
And they just
reunion.
run the same garbage over and over again, and that's what we have. It did remind me though, we all, the three of us, worked very close to Madison Square Garden once upon a time. And I was coming into work in the morning and I see these kids camping out. So I'm like, what are people like getting this early for? So I look it up and it wasn't a 21 Pilots show that night. It was a 21 Pilots show the following night. People were
Oh
gonna
my
camp out
God.
for 2 days, I guess, to get close to the stage or something. It really bummed me out.
Little did they know they're about to get peed on by some meth heads.
Yeah, that is not a neighborhood you want to be
Sleep on
sleeping
Pete.
outside. No. Are you sure they were
Shout out to.
show, or were they just on drugs?
No, they were in a line. Like it was, they were, you know, they were ready.
Danny debated getting in there with him. He used to be a big 21 Pilots guy.
Time to get juicy.
With Jameson's juicy deets.
Oh man, it's that time of year, guys. It's that time of year for some deets, and we need to make sure they're extra juicy. And I got some of them for you. Are we ready? So, guys, poor CT. The ex drama is just really going strong still. I thought he would hold off, but he's online posting like mad screenshots of text messages, basically talking about how this, you know, porn star that he was dating really wanted to get married. And she brought it up over and over and over again. And it was like a collage of all the texts of her saying, "We're gonna get married." And he said, "I'm the crazy one." So, that's going on.
CT, you're a dad. Come on, just
Get
clean it
it
up.
together.
Keep it moving. Yeah.
Next up, Josh and Wes are fighting on Twitter, which was really fun. Basically, Josh or Wes was talking about this show that he's on, Evil Villains or Villain something, I don't know what it is. And he's just talking about the show. And then at the end, he just says, or I could just, you know, fuck up Josh and do something about it. He just goes at Josh. Nothing to do with Josh, but he keeps doing these posts where he talks about the show he's on, and then he just says something about Josh. And Josh has had enough. Josh commented back, and he said, hey, this is the last time I'm going to warn you about this. Keep my name out your mouth. Because I'm going to come for you if you keep doing stuff like this. And it just brought me so much joy.
Josh is not cut out for life in the public eye. I don't know why he chose this path for himself. Like, I get why he's been hired for these shows, because he's easy to laugh at. You know, he seems like a nice enough guy, so people like him, tolerate him to a point. But like, he's just not cut out for the feedback that comes with being on these shows.
No. Like you said, he's easily antagonized, and he gets,
yeah,
he gets just like drawn into every trap possible, which is why why he's there.
It just cracks me up, man. I just, Wes, you know, just like obviously just loves it. And you just keep, and like him being like, hey, this is the last time I'll tell you.
Or what, Josh?
Or else I won't tell you anymore.
Two other deets that are just kind of fun about the show. Bananas, guys, this season almost left the show halfway through to go film another reality show that he got offered, where he would be the star. I don't know what the show is, but apparently he came very close, had a big child production contract, got involved, and, you know, basically he wouldn't be paid for certain weeks, so he decided against it. No, he hasn't said whether he's going to do this other show, but kind of crazy that he almost left.
So it was true, because yeah, when you were out one week, I gave the deet that Devin said that Johnny kept telling everybody, I'm out after a couple.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just here for an appearance fee or whatever. And then, so I guess it was true.
100% true. And also on top of that, apparently in their contracts, guys, they sign a part that says if you intentionally lose, if you intentionally, you know, throw a challenge, throw something, you don't get paid.
Really?
So if they can prove that you purposely lose an elimination or something, then they'll take your paycheck for that week.
Seems hard to prove.
Definitely. I feel like
we've talked about this before, but just a quick, yeah, like, gut check of Kill to Send It Home, throwing an elimination, is it ever good or bad? Just quickly.
It seems like there's never ever a scenario in which it, like, unless it's done so well that we never hear about it and it results in something that people want. Like, usually when somebody's throwing it, everybody gets pissed, and it's just not good for anybody.
Yeah, I agree. 9 out of 10 times, it's not good.
All right, well, send it home. All right, cool.
Those are all the deets.
MVP of the episode, Chris.
We talked about this person right at the top of the show. Derek is my MVP this episode. Obviously won the elimination, but again, that was just a very impressive performance. It was just such a smart approach to the whole elimination. It also like kind of gave me the feels a little bit. I don't know why, but I was like, wow, I was just like taken aback. I have underestimated him in this season. In my defense, you know, social game hasn't been put on the screen, but obviously the guy's doing something right. He does show that he's got something there. I mean, he's in the final, so I think he deserves to be there after this last week. And he also dicked over Jenny, and nothing's going to ever come from that, I don't think. So kind of worked out.
No. Jameson?
Yeah, 100% agree. Cool story this episode. You know, I felt genuinely happy for him when he won. And I think that, you know, he proved himself. And I'm interested to see, you know, how much of an effort, how far he can get in the finale, if he, you know, like how he does. I'm just interested to see how he does. And he's, you know, yeah, got to give it to him. MVP.
Definitely Derek. And I think we kind of like touched on this, and we were like, we didn't know if he had a good social game, and we didn't know what he would do in that scenario. And I guess that's the definition of a great social game, right? If we can't tell what's going on, we can't tell somebody's motives, and they make it unscathed this far, that's I guess the best you can do it. So he did that, but also physically he's been holding his own lately, so I think we all underestimated him, and it seemed like the cast did too.
Danny's like a modern day Socrates with that. I
Well,
mean, that was
to that point, though, it's like the social game, like you always equate a good social game by when they show someone like pulling the strings and stuff, right?
yes, like a Wes making it very wide ranging.
Writing in a notebook the names and doing some calculations, right? But like, I think, like you're saying, Danny, a better social game is one that you just don't even see, and it's just happening all the time, and it's happening under people's noses, and they're not even aware of it.
Loser of the episode, Chris.
My loser is going to be Jenny, just because, like I said, she got kind of dicked over by Derek with not getting that promise that he gave her, and now she's in a super tough group of targets. So, yeah, tough on her.
Tough on her. I thought about giving it to her, but I gotta give it to Corey, man. I just like you can't keep getting this far and then choking. You gave his all, and like it wasn't for a lack of effort, it wasn't for a lack of trying. But at some point, are you the Josh Allen of the challenge? You're gonna get to the AFC Championship game and lose every time? Like, come on, like get to the big dance. You have all the intangibles, and for some reason you just fall flat, you hot son of a bitch.
I think this is the
Did you?
first time all season we've had three separate ones. I'm going to go Cara
Ooh.
Maria. For a person that takes this show more seriously than anybody else, join a Y and learn to swim. And don't act like, hey, everybody knows I stink at this. Like, that's not a good
I
excuse.
hate that. Ugh.
Funny. Like, it's embarrassing at this point. And try and give a shit. Don't do the elementary backstroke out there that is like the first thing every kid learns. Like, try, you know? So I'm surprised that TJ didn't call her out a little more. And then,
Nothing's worse than that attitude. I hate that attitude when you're in a sporting a thing and like, whatever,
same.
I suck.
Yes,
I
it's
hate it.
pathetic. You're there to win. You look better trying than not. So that pissed me off. Until next week, that's it from the Tribunal.
Don't be a quitter.
Don't be a lamp.
You guys killed it.
Later.
I was getting nervous.
I was too.
It was all that less than a minute.
I
and I
didn't
said,
start my
uh-oh.
countdown.